Our meditation today will take us to the Wesak Valley, deep in the Himalayan mountains, to witness and participate in this beautiful ceremony between the Buddha and the Christ. If you wish to participate more fully in this ceremony, you might place a glass of water on your altar, along with a cup and a lighted candle. In this way, your water can be blessed during the meditation and become a healing source for you when you drink it after the meditation. Let us take just a few moments now to remove all distractions from our physical space and seat ourselves comfortably, sitting quietly and breathing gently and rhythmically. Now breathe a silent om into your physical, mental, and emotional bodies. Notice how it feels to have these three bodies quiet, still, quiescent, and aligned. The spiritual realms are very close to us on this powerful day. So let those great beings know that you are open and receptive to their impressions. In your mind's eye, imagine a portal, a doorway, opening to the spiritual realms, and see these energies pouring through that portal into your body, through the crown chakra. You are literally breathing into your body the Taurian energies of illumination and aspiration. Ask that the light of Taurus and the wisdom of the Buddha illuminate your being. Now imagine that these same forces of illumined energy are streaming forth through pathways of light into all the hearts and minds of humanity, infusing them with the goodwill needed to create loving and harmonious human relationships and a climate for positive social change. May the love of the Divine Self be shed abroad in our hearts, through our groups, and throughout the world. Now, breathing that light back into your body, let us travel as illumined beings to the Wesak Valley. We're going to travel far away in our imagination to the Himalayan mountains on the border of Tibet. In the middle of this mountain range, there is a sacred valley where pilgrims from all over the world are gathering to celebrate this special Wesak festival. Imagine, if you will, a bottleneck-shaped valley that's wider at the south end and narrowing at the northeast end. The narrow end reminds one of a passageway. It is, in fact, the entrance into this sacred valley. As you look around, you notice the ground is covered with short, coarse grass, and the sides of the mountains are covered with trees. The air smells fresh and sweet. There's a feeling of expectancy in the air as the pilgrims begin to gather. At the northeast end of the valley, where the passageway begins to narrow, there is a massive stone altar. Placed on top of the altar is a great crystal bowl filled with water. Standing in front of the altar, facing the opening of the passageway, with their backs to the crowd, stand those beings who are called by their disciples the Three Great Lords. These are the Christ, who stands in the center, the Manu, the Lord of living forms, who stands to the right of the Christ, and the Lord of civilization, who stands on his left. Behind the three great lords are grouped the masters, adepts, initiates, and senior workers. Joined with them there are the world disciples, aspirants, and the new group of world servers. Some of these pilgrims are here in their physical bodies, some in their spiritual bodies, and others are here in the dream state. Take a moment to feel the excitement building as we all wait expectantly for the moment of great blessing. As the hour of the full moon approaches, a stillness settles down upon the crowd, and all look toward the northeast. Watch now as the group of masters and their disciples begin what looks like a synchronized dance. They move with deliberation and purpose as they begin to form on the floor of the valley significant symbols such as the Star of David, with the Christ at the apex, or a triangle with the Christ at the highest point, or a cross. They move with ease and beauty as they create these well-known formations, all of which have a deep and potent meaning. Listen to the sounds of them chanting the sacred words called mantras as they move. And now begin to feel the expectancy in the crowd becoming very great. The moment is approaching and the tension is real and increasing. Feel the potency of the vibration moving through the entire body of people gathered here. Feel it as it moves through you. This vibration has the effect of awakening and quickening the soul of all who are present, fusing and blending the group into one united whole, and lifting all into a great act of spiritual demand, readiness, and expectancy. It is the climax of the world's aspiration focused in this waiting group. These three words, demand, readiness, and expectancy, best describe the atmosphere surrounding those present in this secret valley. The chanting and the rhythmic weaving grow stronger, and all the participants and the watching crowd raise their eyes towards the sky in the direction of the narrow part of the valley. Just a few minutes before the exact time of the full moon, in the far distance, a tiny speck can be seen in the sky. It comes nearer and nearer and grows in clarity and definiteness of outline until the form of the Buddha can be seen, seated in the cross-legged Buddha position, clad in his saffron-colored robe, bathed in light and color, and with his hand extended in blessing. When he arrives at a point exactly over the great rock, hovering there in the air over the heads of the three great lords, a great mantra used only once a year at the festival is intoned by the Christ, and the entire group of people in the valley fall upon their faces. Imagine now the entire valley filling with the light of the Buddha's blessing. Imagine this room where you are sitting now, filled with that same light, radiating into every corner of this space, filling it with this powerful light. Imagine it filling you with that same light, touching each cell in your body, filling you with radiance. The power of this group and its invocative appeal set up a great vibration or thought currency that is of such great potency that it reaches up to God. This blessing then comes forth as a spiritual vitalization of humanity, and the effects last throughout the year. The blessing is poured forth, and the Christ, as the representative of humanity, receives it in trust for distribution. Thus, so the legend runs. The Buddha returns once a year to bless the world, transmitting through the Christ renewed spiritual life. Slowly, then, the Buddha recedes into the distance until again only a faint speck can be seen in the sky, and this eventually disappears. The whole ceremonial blessing from the time of the first appearance in the distance until the moment the Buddha fades out of view takes just 8 minutes. The Buddha's annual sacrifice for humanity, for he comes back only at a great cost, is over, and he returns again to that high place where he works and waits. Year after year he comes back in blessing. Year after year he and his great brother, the Christ, work in the closest cooperation for the spiritual benefit of humanity. In these two great sons of God have been focused two aspects of divine life, and they act together as custodians of the highest type of spiritual force to which our humanity can respond. Through the Buddha, the wisdom of God is poured forth. Through the Christ, the love of God is manifested to humanity, and it is this wisdom and this love which pour forth upon humankind at each Vaisak full moon. When the Buddha has again disappeared, the crowd rises to their feet. The water in the bowl is distributed in tiny portions to the masters, initiates, and disciples, and they then go their way to their place of service. The crowd, who have all brought their little cups and vessels of water, drink from them and share with others. Imagine yourself walking up to the great stone altar and dipping your cup into the sacred water. Sip it slowly and allow its potency to fill your body. In this beautiful water ceremony of communion, we have preserved for us in symbol an indication of the new age which is today upon us, the Aquarian Age, the age of the water carrier. It is the age of the man bearing a pitcher of water. In this ceremony, there is perpetuated for us the story of the universality of God's love, the need for our individual purification, and the opportunity to share with each other that which belongs to all. The water, which has been magnetized by the presence of the Buddha and the Christ, carries certain properties and virtues of a healing and helpful nature. Thus blessed, the crowd silently disperses. The masters and the disciples return with renewed strength to undertake another year of world service. So runs the ancient legend. Sit for a moment now and allow yourself to be open and receptive to these potent energies coming from the Buddha and the Christ. Be as a chalice, ready to receive, ready to ground these energies into the earth. Be still. Now take a deep breath and allow your awareness to return to the physical world. Accept your inner experience as valid and strengthening. and know that you now carry the influence of the Waisak Festival within you, to be used for the unfolding of your spiritual nature. Feel joy in your heart and give thanks. Now, seated in your own space, in your own home, I will ask you to raise up your cup of water that has been blessed by the Buddha and the Christ, and repeat these words. With love, I accept the blessings of the Buddha. This force blends with the love of the Christ to aid in the stimulation of the Christ within me. The water, a symbol of spiritual essence, channels love, awakens my nature, and bears wisdom. Take and drink with gratitude. And take a few sips. Then raise your cup a second time and think of an area in your life that is in need of healing. The water now is very potent. It has the healing energy of the Buddha and the Christ. As you take this second drink, ask that it be used for your own healing. With this last sip, ask that the energy from this water be used for the healing of humanity, of our earth, of every kingdom in nature, animal, vegetable, and mineral. You are now filled with light, love, and power. Now it is your responsibility to safeguard these energies from any misuse. Go forth with harmlessness as your intent.